Folks, I've been sharing stories the last few weeks by legendary Governor Big Jim Folsom. Old Big Jim was one gregarious, fun-loving guy. And you know, when Big Jim was governor in the 1940s, there were no interstate highways. A lot of the roads weren't even paved. It took longer to get around the state by car than it does now. Well, during Big Jim's first term, the state bought an airplane for the governor to use. It was a small Cessna-like puddle jumper, by no means a luxurious jet. When the state got the plane, Big Jim went out to inspect it. At about that time, a big jet zoomed into the airport, and out popped a handsome, dapper pilot named Bill Hobby. Hobby had been an Air Force pilot during the just-ended World War II. Hobby was getting out of the service and needed a job. Big Jim walked over and hired him right on the spot as his pilot. Hobby was a brother of longtime Montgomery County probate judge Walker Hobby. He really appreciated Big Jim's patronage and became a loyal Big Jim man for the rest of his life. Big Jim and Bill Hobby had a good time with that state airplane. Not many folks know that Big Jim, besides being a drinker, was a heck of a poker player. He had developed this skill during his time in the Merchant Marine. He loved a good poker game by as well as he did a bottle of whiskey. One day, Big Jim and Hobby were sitting around the governor's office about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They knew there was a big poker game going up on a house up on Lake Gunnersville, northeast part of the state. All of Big Jim's cronies, many of whom were in his cabinet, were up on the beautiful lake in a monumental poker game. Big Jim looked over at Hobby and said, "Let's go." They got in the state plane and took off. Hobby observed that all the way up there, Big Jim did not take one drink. This was very unusual because anyone who knew Big Jim knew he started drinking about 3 in the afternoon, if not before. The airstrip was close to the lake cabin they were playing poker in. Big Jim and Hobby arrived fairly quickly. Big Jim had called beforehand and told them to save him a place at the table. They had one waiting. They were looking forward to Big Jim's arrival. They knew he'd be in his cups, and by the time he got there, and they'd be able to take all his money. Well, Big Jim was as sober as a Baptist judge when he arrived. However, he played like he was dog drunk. He stumbled to the room, slurred his words, acted like he could hardly walk, much less play cards. He took his seat at the poker table and quickly took their money at poker. He and Hobby got back on the state plane and were back in the governor's mansion in Montgomery by 8:30. Big Jim had taken over $2,000 off his gambling buddies that night. And folks, that was a lot of money back then. By 9 o'clock, Big Jim and Hobby were sitting in the governor's mansion and having a big laugh and finally a drink. Thank y'all for listening.